Hello, I'm Ruth Brooke. I'm a psychotherapist about to retire, and I'm in my 80s. You're listening to Aging and Caring on the BBC World Service. Over the past few weeks, I've heard a series of reports on the BBC about aging around the world. And in this programme, I'll be sharing my thoughts on these stories and on how much the world cares about aging. We're all getting older. And the United Nations predicts that by 2050, for the first time in human history, there will be more old people alive than young. As the global population ages, is it time for a radical rethink about how we view old age and old people? Over the next 30 minutes, we're going to eavesdrop on the daily lives of four older people, each living in very different circumstances. How do they feel about society's attitudes towards them? And what is it they would most like the rest of us to know about their journey through old age?
Do you know how many daughters we've got? Can you think of the names of any of them?
No.
No? Right. Who am I?
Ben?
Who am I?
You're my...
I'm the fella that's always around, aren't I? Hey?
I don't like to be older. If I can reverse it, I can go back to 25 years. You can't work, you can't do anything, you can't do even your own washing. Now, the old age, I don't like it.
As the years pass, very few people are left now with whom I can share my inner feelings. The pangs of not having a life partner is in the background, is always there.
Kids don't respect the elderly. I understand in China they revere the elderly. They're held in high regard. In our country, hey, get out of the way, old lady, you're blocking the street.
Over the next half hour, we'll be hearing from the USA, India and South Africa. But first, it's Jeff Bostock's story. He lives outside London. Jeff is 82 and caring full-time for Barbara, his wife of more than 60 years. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease 5 years ago.
Barbara, love, just sit down. I'm just making a cup of tea. There's been 24 behaviour changes in Barbara since she started with Alzheimer's. They cover all sorts of things. I mean, she has got no idea, for example, where the toilet is. Although this bungalow couldn't be simpler in its layout. She doesn't recognise me as a husband most of the time. She often calls me Dad.
There you are, look.
Is that mine?
That's yours, yeah. So life is, in a way, life is devoted most of it to looking after Barbara. But I'm very happy to do so because we have 62 years of marriage. We're just as fond of each other as we were. We still like a kiss. She loves being hugged. Obviously, our relationship's quite different, and it's about 5 years since I had a proper conversation with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
The time, please.
The time? It's 11:30.
It's what?
11:30.
Sorry?
11:30 in the morning.
Which morning?
Just give me a moment. Come on, look. Hold on to there.
By gum, it's hot, isn't it?
It is. No, we want some hot weather. Wow. I'll have to put the sprinkler on, though, because it all... It made me feel bitter. Made me feel lonely. Angry. Our closest friends ran away from us. Other friends, not consciously, dropped us. You know, you stopped getting invites to drinks, parties, or for coffee. But so many people, they're not prepared to make the effort if it's mental illness. They don't deliberately, consciously block you out. But you talk to anybody who's a carer for somebody with Alzheimer's, and they'll all say the same thing. Oh, yeah, you stop getting invitations. And what they don't realise is there's two involved. I'm still as I've always been. But because I'm a carer, they suddenly shut the doors on quite a few things. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope that little lady comes by.
We sat in our back garden on a three-seater hammock, the sun's shining down, we're looking towards our bungalow and some nice plants on the rockery with roses in the distance. Are you all right, love? I've got my arm round Barbara, giving her a little cuddle, and we've been trying our dreadful singing abilities to see what Barbara could remember from the past. Marianne, I want to love you. I repeat it every day, dear. Marianne.
How many daughters have we got?
Are we cutting out the?
We've got daughters. We haven't got any sons. Do you know how many daughters we've got? Can you think of the names of any of them?
No.
No? Right. Who am I?
Ben?
Who am I?
You're my...
I'm the fella that's always around, aren't I? Eh? If you're a carer in a nursing home, you receive all sorts of training. If you're a family carer, nobody gives you anything. You just suddenly find, I'm a carer and I've got to care. I mean, nobody helps you with the task of caring. Come on, love. Come on, your lunch is ready.
Oh, at the table?
Here, yes.
Where am I?
You're here. Come on, love. Please, a bit further. There's no system for checking how I am. No system for checking how Barbara is. We're left entirely on our own. As far as, I call it the state, the system, Barbara's Alzheimer's is virtually a matter of total indifference. I'm basically a practical type of guy. And, you know, I realise, right, it's going to be as good or as bad as you make it. And so any self-pity I might have felt in the early days, I threw out, you know, I realised self-pity's getting me nowhere. Barbara's my responsibility.
Is she looking after me?
Yeah, I'm looking
after you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're the main interest I've got in life.
Put simply, I've been mourning the loss of my wife for 5 years. And as time progresses, I'm losing more and more of her. But I'll still stand by her and love her as much as I've ever done.
That was Jeff. He seems to have sole care of his wife, so he has to deal with that, and also with the fact that he is ageing. He speaks of having felt bitter, lonely and angry, of friends running away and doors shutting. Listening to him, I wonder how he manages those feelings while showing so much affection for his wife. From the UK to South Africa, where 81-year-old Mama Simelane lives with her grandchildren, for whom she has full responsibility after her own daughter died as a result of HIV. Mama Simelane has a small government pension which the whole family are dependent on. Here's her story.
I'm doing tea for my friends. We are here in Soweto in Dube, Morutua Street. We are the oldest, I think, in this area of ours. I live with my grandchildren because their mother passed away. They had to be my burden. I had to carry them. In South Africa, it's very, very common. Our daughters and our sons die of this epidemic of HIV, and they leave their children behind. And then it's all most grannies
Mitch can count most of the houses. There is a grandchild whose mother passed away. And there's no other way because they were still at school. But now they are just staying at home. They do nothing because I can't afford to take them to college. Now that's the way we live with these grandchildren. They look after me. At least she cooks.
Mama Langeni, you said you wanted a big cup. Oh, you like big cups. You are a real granny. Real granny.
When I've got no money, I go to Mariah's place. We help each other. Libby, too, is one of our pensioners. We borrow each other. When one hasn't got money, we swap our monies round and around. We are four living under this government grant. It's too little because, like now, it's finished already. And I can't go and work now and do washings and ironings for other people that I must get spare money. I can't do that. I'm tired. I can't do that anymore. One part that kills us more, it's the electricity bills. 500 rand I pay every month. Half my salary. I can show you my receipts right now. I think I'm the oldest granny, but I'm doing the serving. I'm serving all the young grannies.
We like the word young.
I'm very active, and I think sometimes to be old, it's nice. You have tea the whole day long. And I've got wonderful neighbors. They are aged just like me. Most of them, they are in their 80s, 70s, and some other name. My other family, it's my church. It's avoiding loneliness because I'm here at home. I stay alone. There's nobody. We are also afraid because there are these people who rape the grannies. They rape the children too. Now we are afraid to stay alone in the houses. Oh, to be a granny, it's a lonely part of life. I don't like to be older. If I can reverse it, I can go back to 25 years. Because this old age, you can't work, you can't do anything, you can't do even your own washing. Now, the old age, I don't like it.
My birthday was yesterday. I was 81. Well, they came in and out to say happy birthday. But, well, it's an honor. Tell the grannies all over, is it in Africa, in London, that the grannies in Dubai say hi.
Hi.
Listening to Mama Simelane, I can't help thinking how terrible it must be to lose a daughter. She seems to manage that pain and her loneliness by being cheerful and welcoming to people who come to see her. She's clearly a strong woman and makes the most of the support offered by friends. In India, 100 million people are over the age of 60. Traditionally, Indian children have felt duty-bound to look after their parents into old age. Until very recently, care homes were virtually unheard of, and leaving strangers to care for your parents would have been something of a taboo. Now it seems there is an increasing trend for affluent senior citizens to live their final years away from the family in residential care. Wing Commander Rajendra Singh retired as an officer in the Indian Air Force and decided that the retirement home was a good option for him. How does he spend his day?
I'm Wing Commander Rajendra Singh, aged 72 years, and I live in a senior citizen's home in Delhi. We have our breakfast starting from 8 o'clock, and you will find very lively conversation. You know, there's no shortage of scams, you know, something or the other is always happening. The main topic here is that some people will be heading to some different hospitals, you know, for treatment. I had a cataract surgery. You know, there were three people, my companions living here, to accompany me. And I have 80-year-old neighbor who comes and puts a drop in my eyes you know, four times or six times in a day. Had I been at home, because the children are away, the grandchildren are at school, so this facility would not, I would have had to request. I know the children these days are very busy because my son and daughter-in-law, both are working. When my son or daughter, they go for holidays or for some work, they request me, so I go there and live there for a few days with the children. So I am available to them and they are available to me when required, but otherwise we don't come in each other's way. I have just returned after breakfast and a chat with my friends, and now I look forward to a game of free cell. It is actually loaded on all these laptops, and though my success percentage is only about 50%, you know, this keeps the brain active.
King, pen, knife, and jack there.
It is going to be evening, and today is our bridge day. Thrice a week we play bridge, and if we are even a few minutes late, then Wing Commander Hadra shows an annoyance, and sometimes it is very fiery. I prefer five quarters. I was getting only one trick in diamonds.
Yeah. And putting the jack being there, I had everything.
More than five.
Absolutely.
The major occupation of the people here is either entertainment or looking after health, you know. We have a snooker table, then we have table tennis, we have a Scrabble, chess, and it has added years to most of the senior citizens.
In Ace of Hearts, so they would have had a terrible time.
You would have got four tricks in diamonds.
Yes.
Since I have come, about seven or eight people have expired. So this has become a way of life. You know, here, if somebody goes, nobody grieves, because they know that we have enjoyed the life, and all the people, they died only when the time was up. So here, you know, it is celebrated, because the people who have died there mostly have been in 80s or 90s, and sometimes the people speculate whose turn is the next, and they put wagers also on that. Okay, my turn, he says, you know, the other turn. As the years pass, I find, you know, the who were near to me, they are going away one by one. And, you know, very few people are left now with whom I can share my inner feelings. The pangs of not having a life partner is in the background, is always there. The serious things, you know, which come in your mind, you can't share. Live life each day. Earlier I used to think that I'm saving now and a golden day will come, and never realized that at time that I will not have the energy to do the things. So I wish I had enjoyed life more and not concentrated on the future. As they say, you know, present is the cash, the past is a cancelled check, and the future is a promissory note. So look after your present, and the future will look after itself.
It seems to me that Brajendra has decided that to be independent is important to him. He has retained his sense of humour and is in touch with his emotions. Clearly, he also has a lot of inner strength. What it shows is that it's a good thing to allow yourself to express feelings, and perhaps the strength comes from that. From the increased number of care homes in India to the United States, where there is a growing movement called Aging in Place, a concept where volunteers, including elderly members of the community, help out their neighbours and in turn are themselves supported. It's a system which allowed 81-year-old Charles Rubio to stay in his home in Washington, D.C. with his partner James, who had a stroke several years ago. Here's Charles's story.
Good morning. My name is Charles Rubio. I'm 81 years of age. I live on the Hill.
We're making some coffee here.
There's the water.
We're going to make it strong. It's going to make our hair stand on end. Yes, if you're going to drink coffee, drink coffee. I'm a member of the Capitol Hill Village, which has been enormously helpful to me in staying in my house in retirement. My partner, who's a retired Air Force officer, Colonel Muth, had a stroke 18 years ago, does not speak. We had a volunteer yesterday, a beautiful lady from the village, who's helping me once a week, give me a chance to get away and do some shopping and be alone. There are actually museums in Washington, D.C. that I haven't seen, and we've been here for years. We moved into this house 51 years ago. Can you hear the coffee perking? Can you hear it? Oh, coffee, we're ready for it. We joined the village, I think, about 2, maybe 3 years ago, and I learned about the volunteers that they have available and the beautiful people who run the thing. And they make available to me help that makes my life here possible. Without their helping me, I'd really be up the walls. My house is filled with what we call our treasures, and Jim loves every piece of furniture and piece of porcelain that's in this house. He wants to die here in this house with all these wonderful possessions that we acquired over the years at auctions and sales, and I'm trying to make that possible for him. I'm going to make it possible for him. We are married, something that the District of Columbia permitted several years ago. We are best of friends. We know the entire community because we've been here on the block longer than anyone. Our neighbors are really good friends. In an emergency, there's a woman across the street I could call, and she'd be here in a second if I needed her. So that's the kind of relationship we have in our block and neighborhood. That's James's signal. He's ready for his cup of coffee in bed. It's very loud. It can't be tempered down. I said, can't you put a little thing? No, it's got to be loud. And it is. Coffee's coming. And he also gets his pills. In nursing homes, unless you're terribly rich and you're going to leave them an enormous endowment, the staff treat you as just a thing. You're not a person. They do their job, but that's all they do. That's the doorbell. Who is it?
It's Linda Elliott from around the corner.
Oh, I'll be right there, Linda. I'm on the third floor. Give me a moment, will you? Hey, how are you? I'm being interviewed for the British Broadcasting Company.
Oh, wow.
Use it.
Oh, well, that's good.
But this will be a place for you.
Okay, that Charlie is a central part of this community because he is a bridge builder between different people. He's always in his front. He's always around and available. He does good work for many people.
I love people. Hey, Annie, come see me. Oh, here she comes. Come give me a kiss. This is the dog of a neighbor around the corner on 7th Street. Hi, sweetie. Oh, we got to go find out what James's situation is. He should be sitting up by now. You drank that coffee already? You're special. Kids don't respect the elderly. I understand in China they revere the elderly. They're held in high regard. In our country, hey, get out of the way, old lady. You're blocking the street. Just the other day, an 81-year-old woman was crossing the street and she was hit by a car and killed. 81, crossing the street. The guy didn't give way to her. Maybe she was walking against the light, but so what? She's elderly. She may not be able to see the light, but she was struck and killed. The elderly deserve respect. They've been there, done that, you know? So you have to say, well, that's important. They've made a contribution. This is going out to the backyard, and I keep it locked again. But every time I come outside, I pick up the leaves on the ground. It's good for bending over. It's good for my back. I like my garden. I find it very settling, private. And if I can come out here and read sometime, then I'm in heaven. I stay close enough that I can hear that siren if he needs me. We're going to climb to the rooftop. It's a circular staircase, 39 steps, about 40 feet. I always wanted a rooftop deck because the view of the Capitol and the Washington Monument is so spectacular. Let's go. I have faith. I believe in God. And I'm lucky to have had a person in my life that made such an impression 54 years later. If I exude happiness, it's because I am happy. if we can continue to stay here with the help of Capitol Hill Village and other people and friends, neighbors, I think that would be the ideal, optimum way to go out. There are no happy endings, you know, we all go, but it would be beautiful to stay here. We're surrounded by these magnificent trees. I planted all these trees, and yeah, it's a nice place to be at this point in my life. Yeah. I'm a very lucky person.
Although Charles has full-time care of his sick partner, he looks after him in the context of a community built on support and mutual care. Should a time come when he needs help, he too will be cared for, and being a pillar of the community, he will aim to give back as much as he can in return. Hopefully, he will keep his self-esteem to the end. When I think of aging, the word that comes to mind is loss, loss of so much. All the people we've heard in this program have indeed experienced loss, but they present as people who have preserved a sense of purpose and self-esteem and are probably better able because of this to manage the loneliness and the losses and the fears which are a part of aging. I believe there are important lessons to be learned here.
Aging and Caring was presented by Ruth Brooke.